I would never hate on a woman that is just truly enjoying her life, feeling comfortable and confident in her body. And anyone that is triggered or bothered by that either is a fucking prude and boring and is just insecure and is projecting their own insecurities onto someone else. And I honestly just don't really give a fuck.
Pretty.
Hey guys, welcome back to It Hurts to Be Pretty podcast. I'm Angel Roday. Happy Hump Day and Woman Crush Wednesday.
In Valentine's Month.
Yay!
I'm Lexi Wilk and we're sitting here for the third time with Julia, our fave.
I know, you're repeating. I didn't know when we first had her on that you would be a three-peat.
I didn't either. I didn't know if I'd be coming back.
You're a permanent guest.
I mean, like, I just love that you keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I am allowed to ask you anything. And
literally
like,
anything.
And you just give it to us raw. Literally. I'm like, whoa, she said that. Let's do it.
We like
it
raw.
I think some people are just like, I can't say that, or I shouldn't say that, or they're afraid their parents are listening, you know.
Oh, no, my parents gave up on me a while ago with these things.
But even though I'm single, and last time you were on, you were dating someone like exclusively, mm-hmm. and now you're single again.
Yes, I am.
What happened?
Long story short, he's just not what I'm looking for right now in a long-term partnership. Mm-hmm. And after calling off, like, my wedding, and I just don't want to commit to someone that I see some, like, red flags with, or I just
a red flag? Because we talked about this off-air just recently. So what's a red flag?
Like, a red flag, I think, like, struggles with communication. That, mm-hmm. to me, is a big thing.
Well, because back then, when we had you on last, communication was a green flag with him, right? You got to know him and turns out maybe it was a facade or...
No, and like we're still friends. He's one of my really great friends. I love and adore him, but I think where we are in our grief process and in terms of he had just gotten out of a long-term relationship and so did I, but we are in two different places. And so like what I'm looking for with someone who gets out of a long-term relationship is like some of the shit that was issues in their last relationship is now handled and figured out and isn't flowing into our relationship.
Yeah. Do you think you can come back at some point with him?
I'm never someone that's like, fully cutting you off unless there are certain things where I'm like, no, fuck no, I'm over this.
Yeah.
But again, like, I love and adore him as a person, but just right now, I don't see myself, like, dating him until some, like, other things shift and change.
Totally. Okay, well, first of all, your hair.
No,
you chopped 2 feet off the hair.
Beware world.
I'm obsessed.
I know. I actually cried about it this morning because...
No, I love...
I feel like women do this because I've done it one time. I've cut my hair. Of course,
hair.
I have a big ass head. So when I cut my hair after my first son...
How short was it?
Oh, it was...
I mean, you like where? Like here?
And it was the Monica Lewinsky era.
You know, I've seen a photo.
Everyone at the flippy...
Yeah.
Flippy. Oh,
no.
Bitch, it was a bobblehead. And I remember, at first I was like, hell yeah, this is cute. And then 2 days later, I was like, oh,
what have I done?
Yes.
I knew that would happen. Yeah. And honestly, so I've dyed my hair. I've permed my hair. I almost got married with long hair. And I just feel like hair holds energy.
It does.
And I just really wanted to like cut off Carl.
I want to cut off Carl.
Carl energy.
Cut it off, bitch. Let it go.
I wanted to cut it off and just start fresh and just have like healthy hair. And mm-hmm. I am loving it. And also, I've been in past relationships where I've had partners be like, if you cut your hair, I'm going to break up with you or whatever.
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
She's not lying. Guys like, have literally told me, I hope you never cut your hair.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you're attached to my hair.
And it makes me want to do it more because
100%.
I think the control part of me is like, fuck, don't
do it. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's very liberating, but I did have a moment this morning where I was like, what the fuck did I do? And I was like,
I'm a bad bitch. Yes.
Yeah. And then I came back and I threw on a trucker hat and I'm fine.
I was going to say, is that what you want? You're like,
I just been fucking styling it and I'm just giving very like bi energy right now. So
it's hot.
Yeah,
I love it.
Thank you.
I mean, I go to the gym like that. Very bi energy.
Okay. You wore your leggings inside out to the gym yesterday.
I've done that too.
Listen, I don't go to the gym. I always say and I'm not insulting any lesbians, but I go on full on lesbian look.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Like I
love a baggy t-shirt. Yes.
I'm not there. So I look down, and these bitches are inside out. The seam's going all the way up my crack. Well, just a different look, I guess.
Nobody cares.
No,
but anyway. So okay, so you broke it off. Didn't cry, didn't shed a tear.
There's maybe. I mean, we're still friends, so it's not like he has, like, just, like, disappeared from my life.
Was it emotional for you? Because I know for me, after a breakup, no matter what, it does feel somewhat of a, like, it's just
discouragement. It was a disappointment, and I think now that I've, like, started chatting with some other people, I'm like, okay, this sucks. Like, and him and I do have such a great connection, and we are good friends and stuff like that. And so I think just now opening myself back up to the dating world, I'm again struck with the reality of, like, what dating looks like here in Denver, and it's absolutely atrocious.
So what's the Hinge situation you're in right now? You mentioned...
I mean, we're not in it anymore because I blocked him.
But... yeah, there are some psychos.
Well, I was going to go on a date with this girl. Her and I were chatting, and then, like, literally a couple days later, she got really weird about me not texting as much. And like, girl, I've never met you. We have plans to go on a date next week. And then she told me that I was wrapped up in social media and all that. And I was like, blah, blah,
that's your fucking
blah.
Job, yeah. First very of weird. All. And fuck you.
And then
one real blah.
Yeah, I was like, and then what happened with the guy a couple days ago is he called me while I was upstairs in my loft doing laundry. I didn't answer because my phone wasn't with me. And when I saw the call, I didn't want to call him back. So I was like, sorry, I was doing laundry. I'm going to take a nap. Let's chat tomorrow. And he goes, okay. And I go, by the okay. And he was like, well, I just don't like when someone says that they're doing something when actually they didn't want to talk on the phone. I just would rather you keep it real. And I was like, I did say it how it was. Like, I said I didn't want to talk. I said I was doing laundry.
And you'd never met him.
Literally had his number for 24 hours. And I was just like, this is
you're
weird.
Like, you're a little bitch.
And got so, it. Yeah. And then he told me, he was like, stop projecting your shit on me. And I was like, okay. Oh, it's giving, you're watching a lot of TikTok videos about, like, pop psychology and regurgitating bullshit.
Can anyways. I make a confession, girls?
Yeah. Oh.
What? I don't know if you know. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were talking about when you went on Hinge.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about. So I'm in a committed relationship. I was with my two guy friends, and we get a little savage together. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm going to make a Hinge. I made a fake name. It wasn't even under me. I'm like, I just want to see what's out there because I'm actually, like, so curious for everyone else. So I made the Hinge. So the second guy, I was like, oh, he's hot. Scroll down and realize I had fucked him.
Stop.
6 years ago.
You had fucked him?
I had fucked him.
Well, I guess that's because Hinge does, it, like, connects you with people either you already know or, like, someone who there's, like, a degree of separation
or
something.
Well, I'm like, okay, he's still single 6 years later. And then every other dude after that was just, okay, the profile picture is him on the top of a mountain with his dog.
Okay.
Him with a fish. And then they leave the audio. They can leave audio.
The audios are weird.
The audio.
Oh,
bitch.
No.
Try people my age. They're all.
Hey. Hey, the things mama. Men are thought, like, this is something I should include on a dating
They're
profile.
Recording it thinking, like, fuck yeah, this is so fucking hot.
There needs to be, like, dating coaches on, like, what men should include on their dating
But also,
profiles.
I don't want a man that's been coached. I want a man where it comes naturally because they don't need that coaching the rest of their life, right? So yeah, the point of the story is the Hinge is deactivated and I have no hope.
Did you swipe for anyone?
No.
There really isn't that many... I have a boyfriend and I created
it. She's curious. She's so curious.
I just, it's crazy. So
yeah, no, it's rough out there.
Same thing with Raya. It's like a glorified Facebook.
I was on there and I just also feel like people.
It's a glorified Facebook.
Yeah.
They're all out of town too. No one
out of town.
Yeah, and like New York and LA and I'm like, okay, well, this isn't going to work.
I know. It's like I don't know why I'm on there. It's been 2 years.
Because it's, I mean, like, it's fun at night, I guess, to scroll through.
It's not even that fun. You get, like, 10 men a day.
Yeah, there really aren't that many even on there.
A stack of men.
You can't screenshot.
Can't screenshot. Fine, whatever. So you can't make fun of people. But it's like, right now, I swipe for someone, he swipe for me. He hasn't reached out, nothing. So we'll be, you have 10 days to reach out. He won't say anything. I won't say anything. So he'll just disappear.
Sounds
it's
so
the
fun.
Most bizarre thing.
But, and then the thing is like, going out, there's maybe, like, maybe one person that I'm, like, attracted to in Denver when I'm, like, actually out. And I'm
and you go out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm pretty social.
Like,
I mean,
or
yeah.
A little more social. I'm not.
Yeah. It's just hard. It feels, like, kind of impossible.
So if you're social and you're not seeing anyone, I'm going to be in.
I think the only hope is
also everyone is like 22.
The man pool here specifically. Like, I feel like in New York, that's like a single girl's territory. Yeah.
It's also just like I'm not into white dudes, and that's all it is here. So.
You're in the wrong spot, sister.
I know.
Well, it's a single girl Valentine's. Not for me, but I'm going to treat. She's all scratch that. I'm going to treat it like one because you know what? You have all these expectations for Valentine's Day. It's going to be romantic and fun and cutesy and you're going to be spoiled, but it never is that way.
No.
So you know what? What are we doing for Valentine's Day this year?
Well, I'm one that loves love. So I've always loved Valentine's Day. Even being single, I've loved it. I love the mushy shit. I love the
pink and red and hearts.
Like, I just love it. I don't think that I've ever been like, oh, fuck Valentine's Day. But I've always sat at a bar by myself. I have a few drinks paid for me because I think they feel bad. But sure, I just like, hang out. I know we're working till about 6. So I think I'm not doing anything really. But I'll celebrate it all day.
Are you going to masturbate?
Maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of, how was the like little sexting going with your man from the last conversation? I've been so curious. Oh, yeah.
I don't even think we fucked that night.
Okay. Got it. I'm so curious how that panned out for you.
Got it. So no, like lately I'll just like send a nude like once a week. Okay. I'll just drop a nude. But you know, when you're in a relationship for so long, you go through highs and lows of sexual chemistry, sexual energy. And I think we're just in one of those ruts. So maybe Valentine's Day, I'll bring out like a whip and a chain.
Ooh,
and just
some sexy lingerie.
Full dominatrix. Yeah. I say that now. After a 10-hour workday, I'm going to get home in my scrubs and be like, I have zits that splattered on my face today.
Yeah, I feel that.
But you got to pull yourself out of it. What are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
You know, I'm kind of the same. I like love. And even though I'm feeling a little disappointed in the dating world, I'm such a hopeless romantic. Cool. Like, same. I've always been that way. It's honestly, I'm just like, it's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
But growing
that I'm like that.
I know. I'm like, I wish I was more like of a cynic.
Yeah. We want to be just like courted and loved. And here's the issue too on TikTok. Every time I go on TikTok, I'm seeing a man surprise a woman with this big elaborate like gift or just something romantic. And it's ruining it for me, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Honestly, all those relationships are probably trash.
They're getting cheated on.
Let's be real.
I've never seen any of those.
Oh, I'm seeing all of it.
Yeah.
But no, I'll probably just either do something with girlfriends or I don't know. My parents growing up always, no matter what, gave us like Valentine's Day gifts. Yes. And my dad like always showered us with love. So probably some Galentine's little girl thing. But my 34th birthday is the week before. So.
That's right. 34.
Yeah, I know.
So do you go for guys younger or older?
I honestly probably around the same age or younger, but like I would rather date someone older than me, but I'm just not meeting them, to be honest. And honestly, the people my age, I'm like, how the fuck old are you? Because this is giving like 25.
They probably are 25.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What was the worst Valentine's Day you've ever had? Or most disappointing?
I don't even know if I can remember one, to be honest. I feel like I've never really had a traumatic one outside of just like maybe a boyfriend or a partner not doing anything, or like that's always a little disappointing where I'm like, okay.
Do you give gifts? Like, are you a mushy-gushy girl?
I'm like a sentimental. I don't care about big extravagant gifts like that. I mean, that's so thoughtful and nice, but like I'm very much like my mom. Like I asked my mom what she wanted for Christmas and she was like, write me a mushy letter.
Yes.
And like I love that. Like write me a sweet card. So give me a squishmallow.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We got you one.
I know.
Oh, I know. I was so excited. I love stuffies.
I mean, I think I'm a words too. Like if someone writes me a letter.
Yeah.
And it's so easy.
Or like even like a night in watching a movie. Like I don't care about these like, honestly, I don't care to get dressed up and go out and do some expensive dinner. I don't need you to spend a bunch of money on me in that type of way. But like quality time and words of affirmation and like the intention of I want this to be a special day for us versus it's just any other like day.
But I feel like there's a lot of women in Denver that are single. Like it's just going to be Valentine's Day, right? Like not just, but what?
Just another day.
What could you say to those women who are like, I really don't like to do anything. Like, what would you tell them to do? That, because sometimes not everybody's like us. Not everybody loves love. Not everybody loves to see people out kissing and at dinner. Like, fucks with them.
Could be triggering.
I mean, I think for me, like, the way I've always treated Valentine's Day, no matter what, is like I celebrate it as a day of love, whether it's me celebrating the love that I'm having with someone else or like the love with my family or the love with myself. And like, if I'm single, how can I spend the evening pouring into myself? Mm-hmm. Maybe like have a nice bath, order my favorite takeout, like give yourself a little self-love, self-care night. You know, it doesn't have to be something that's sad and depressing, like, ugh, I'm single again. And honestly, being in a relationship is hard too. So
that's what I was saying the other day to a client. She's just super upset, just got out of a relationship. But I'm like, honestly, being single, you don't get disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're the only person that can disappoint yourself in a relationship.
There's pros and cons of both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where can you go out for a girls' night that's in Denver? Fun.
I feel like you know all the vibey places.
Yeah, like give us some restaurants, some spots. Angel and I don't go out.
I don't think I do.
I feel like you're always going to dinner, brunch, somewhere.
I literally have not been to brunch in so long, nor to a nice dinner.
You know, it is true.
What am I watching?
Pottery.
I'm going to pottery.
Oh,
sign up for a pottery class. I fucking love that shit. I'm starting it February 1st. I'm taking like another 6-week class. Honestly, love that. I love doing things that I would love to do with a partner by myself. Going to the movies, going out to dinner. Like, you can still do all the fun things that you'd like to do with partners, with girlfriends or yourself, I think. And honestly, I'm like, where the fuck do you go in Denver? I don't even know.
I don't go anywhere.
I've never been to the place that I suggested for my birthday. So I guess we'll find out together.
Surprise!
Yeah.
They're all closed that day.
Yeah. I'm just like, fuck.
You just launched an apparel line, right?
Did I?
Your shirts.
Oh, my soft body baddie.
Yes. Yeah. Tell us about it. Because that was not... That didn't come to fruition since we saw you last,
right? No, it didn't. No. I did a partnership with a company called Bonfire. I coined the term soft body baddie. And I just launched that, which is like a fun collab. It's some artwork that I created with their graphic designers. And then I just launched my one-on-one styling, soft body baddie styling.
Tell us about that.
I'm really excited. So I have a course that goes along with it, how to dress like a soft body baddie.
I love that.
But I also offer one-on-one styling for women that maybe their body's changed or maybe they're struggling to find their own personal style. And for me, figuring out my own personal style has like truly helped me like skyrocket with my confidence. And I think a lot of us are, you know, stuck in like, I should wear this or I shouldn't wear that or I can't wear that because I'm curvy or whatever it is. And so I offer one-on-one styling to kind of figure out like how to express your personality through your own personal style and feel comfortable and confident in, you know, what you choose to wear every day.
And I think a lot of women don't know how to dress.
No,
right?
So
I think it's good because I don't know if that shirt goes with these pants.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I think feeling confident and knowing like I get to decide if I think this looks good too. You know, not like I was always, I can't wear baggy shit because I'm curvy. And here I am literally in like the baggiest fucking fit today.
Yeah, love it.
So what does the session look like? Is it in person? Are you going to their house?
Yeah, so it's in person or virtual. It's a 2-hour session. They fill out a questionnaire. We kind of figure out what are their like wardrobe needs? What are some items they love in their closet? Some items that they're struggling to style with. And it's also a small coaching session. So say you're struggling with like maybe body image is the biggest part of it. Like maybe I'm just struggling with feeling comfortable in my body and I want to get out of my comfort zone with clothes. So we'll kind of work through that stuff and then style some outfits together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, where can they find this? Where can they book it?
They can shoot me a DM on Instagram, FitFat.
So something that you just started, right? Like a week ago or two.
Yeah, I just launched it a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So I just got my first styling client this morning.
I think so
exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, so one thing about you that I love also is that on social, you're not afraid to get like in your undies, in your bra, and you like, you just empower women of all sizes. What do you think about this craze with Ozempic and everybody's need to want to be fucking skinny?
I mean, it's the heroin chic thing again, like that was a trend. And I think one thing to acknowledge is that like bodies in our society are trends. Like it's all there was a trend for a period to be curvy and, you know, like all of this type of stuff and embrace it. And then I think that has died down. And unfortunately, that's a space that like I very much exist in the body acceptance space, body neutrality, loving your body where it's at. And you know, my thoughts on Ozempic, I think it's being overprescribed for something that it shouldn't be used for. And it's not to say that people aren't having positive experiences with it. And I truly believe in body autonomy and doing what you want with your body. And also, I don't think it's addressing the root problem if you're someone that's struggling with an eating disorder or body image issues. Just because you lose weight doesn't mean you're automatically going to love your body. Mm-hmm. And we don't really know the long-term effects of it being used on people that don't have diabetes. So
I know there's a few people I've followed that got thin very quickly.
Well, and it ages you, my God.
It went from BBLs to Ozempic within a day.
And that's where it's just like, you can acknowledge it's such a trend. And you can see in Kim Kardashian, like, she sucked her butt out and is now, like, super thin again. And so it's just kind of like, fuck, if I am only liking my body when it's, like, a trend, how, like, that's not sustainable. No.
I also think not everybody's meant to be frail thin.
No,
I looked fucking weird when I was skinny.
I was like, when I was even 120 pounds, I felt like I had just this big head walking around with a skinny body, and I feel very comfortable at my 140 pounds. Like, after kids and after, like, now being in premenopause, I feel like this is just my body.
Yeah.
And
it's a healthy, happy weight where your body naturally sits, where you get to, like, enjoy the things you love, move your body when you want to. And
so what do you do about those haters that come at you and, like, oh my God, you're in your underwear and I can't believe, blah, 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 whatever.
I did a photo shoot of me in lingerie outside at, like, a parking garage recently, a while back. And there was, like, a whole Reddit forum of, like, I can't believe she was out in lingerie in public. Blah, blah, blah. And honestly, to me, it just shows a projection of their own insecurities. Like, I would never hate on a woman that is just truly enjoying her life, feeling comfortable and confident in her body. And anyone that is triggered or bothered by that either is a fucking prude and boring and is just insecure and is projecting their own insecurities onto someone else. And I honestly just don't really give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I think in the past that stuff really bothered me, but I'm not gonna, like, let other people's projections affect how I show up. I love the black button.
It's interesting, though, the body image topic. So I went through a phase where I was really sick last year and I lost a ton of weight. And I got so used to being that frail body type that now I'm struggling with, I'm not saying I'm, you know, big at all, but it is an adjustment when you rapidly gain 20 pounds back and you're like, I don't recognize myself. I didn't then, but I still don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard.
It is. And I think the thing is our bodies are going to change. Yeah. You know, we're never going to stay the same. And I think, one, we live in a very fat phobic society that tells us that, like, if you live in a larger body, exist in a curvy or fat body, then you're, like, lazy and worthless and undesirable and not sexy and all of these disgusting things. And, you know, we're never told that gaining weight, losing weight, and our body shifting and changing as we age is, like, a normal process of life. Yeah. I mean, as women, we're not allowed to age. We're not allowed to look different than we were when we were 19, which is really fucking weird. Like, I don't want to look like a teenager the rest of my life anyways. And I think it's just learning how to be comfortable with the changes that our bodies go through and knowing that, like, your worth doesn't change regardless of what's happening to your body.
And all the men that are criticizing female bodies are bald.
They're like these little dungeon warriors from, like,
they're the dungeon warriors, the commenters.
It's like the angel incel community where you're just like,
they are men ripping.
What? For what?
For my last post that I said, she raised her kids in her 20s. So when she's well and in her 40s.
I love that for you. I love that.
You should read the comments from men. From all men.
It was Instagram more than TikTok, but
it's bad.
Yeah, here they are consuming OnlyFans all the time. And it's like,
that's the fucking thing.
So you call women whores for just, like, existing and being empowered, yet you purchase OnlyFans when you're in a relationship, but then you don't want your girlfriend to, like, be a
You can't have it all, bud.
No. Yeah. And, like, they're losers with bad posture.
I like, got tired of
the
walking.
Posture thing. Yes.
It's such a turnoff. Like, it's straighten up.
It's the ick.
Show them back.
Yeah.
I just experienced it again, an enormous amount of men this time. Usually it's women, but men were ripping me.
Yeah, usually when it's a man, like a man's opinion, I'm like, oh,
they're so
not even listening.
They were so gross.
No.
But I'm like, what do they think Wildin is? But anyway, it's fine. So I was saying, how do you deal with haters? Mm-hmm. With that being said, I want to...
yeah, what are you about to say right now?
Why? You got me
haters.
Nervous. With haters, since we last met with you the first time, you were going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And you had like this, it was big deal for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you went through a tough time and then people were kind of, you know, people are in your business because mm-hmm. you're on social.
Yeah.
So fast forward, it's been what, a year and a half?
Yeah. Yeah. Called off my wedding in March of 2022. So almost 2 years now.
So how are you feeling from then to now from like how you have evolved and...
You know, it's really interesting because obviously grief is just such like a long process. And, you know, I'm still grieving in certain types of ways that life that I thought I was going to have. And for the first time a couple of weeks ago, I actually cried about missing him, not in who he is now. But I was going back and I was like looking for this one video and I came upon some videos of him and I having fun together and just being ourselves. And, you know, I had a little cry about it just because I was like, man, like what happened to that person that I fell in love with? Because when we called off our wedding, I didn't know who he was. And I've never really got real closure. I've never really gotten a true apology for what he did and how he did it. And so it was just this kind of moment of like, oh, like that was a really wonderful relationship we had until we didn't. And I think that for me was a really big pivotal moment in my grief because I am slowly letting go of that anger of him kind of uprooting my life and putting this big wrench in it. And obviously, I'm so, so grateful I did not marry the person that I'm not supposed to be with. And also, it caused a lot of trauma. And it's something that, like, I wasn't prepared for. I've never experienced that type of grief.
And people don't realize how hard it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
I mean,
it's like
I was prepared to be a wife.
Yeah. And I was that's supposed to be your forever.
Yeah.
And now it's not. And not only do you have to deal with the criticism and everyone being in your business, you're having to try to heal.
Yeah.
And also post because social media is your job.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, it takes a toll on your mental.
It did. It did. And I'm honestly so grateful that like I've gone through eating disorder recovery and been in therapy. Like I think I was such a resilient person beforehand. So I think that really prepared me to navigate something so heavy. I think if it was years ago, it would have been a different situation. But no, I'm really grateful. I just, yeah, it's a part of my life that makes me a little sad that it mm-hmm. didn't turn out that way.
What
but
if you never get your sorry? You never get your
I've come to terms with that. Okay. And I've that's something that I had to acknowledge was I don't think I ever will get mm-hmm. that because if unless he really does do the work and he's such an avoidant person. Yeah. And I, for him to apologize, I think he would have to actually sit with what he did to me. And I don't know if he has the emotional capacity to do that. And I think he's so detached from it. So I've just accepted that I probably won't ever get that. And that's something I'm going to have to live with, which
is
unfortunate.
But is closure even a real thing? Because
it's hard to say that.
I mean, I think my closure is that I didn't get the apology.
Right.
That, like, that is my closure.
And let's say you do. What difference is that going to make long term, right? Mm-hmm. Unless for you, you do think that would help. But for me, I feel like
I would love to hear an apology.
No,
of
I
want like, to
see that little bitch cry
on his fucking knees.
You know what?
Yeah.
What I want to see.
I mean, I wouldn't need an apology. But.
No, I've done the closure thing. You know, you meet up after the breakup, you re-end it on amicable terms, but it just reinstigates sadness. So
I don't want
closure is a tough subject.
And I have kind of seen him in like literally one time and it was truly so weird. We were driving and he was behind me.
Ooh,
and
you're all reversed.
And oh my
back
God.
In his fucking
and
car.
I like had I was making a left turn and when he drove by me he like rolled up his window and it was I like was looking
no.
I was making eye contact with this person and I was like, we obviously were gonna get married. He was gonna be my husband. And then I'm looking at him and I'm like, I don't even know who this little prick is.
Fuck.
Like, it was so weird.
What's the best advice you have to someone going through a new breakup right now?
Oh my
where
God.
They thought like, he was like, the one.
Honestly, it sounds so not helpful, but like feel everything that you're feeling. Like there is no avoiding the shit that you're going through. It is painful. It is uncomfortable. It's scary. I literally hated it. And I just kept reminding myself like a year from now, things are going to feel so different as long as I like keep putting one foot in front of the other, taking care of myself, reaching out for support, crying, like just allowing myself to feel what I feel because it's all so valid. And there really is no fast tracking yourself out of grief. It is a long process.
Yeah. And anything can trigger sometimes.
Oh my God. Song, yeah. Being at a restaurant picture. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I was a pictures. Sensitive yeah. little bitch for a long time.
I still am. I'm like, God damn it.
I mean, fuck, I cried like 2 weeks ago about it.
It's hard to get over it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to switch lanes here and play a little truth or dare.
Ooh,
I think it's just dare, actually.
Okay.
So funny story. It was the holiday party 4 years ago, and I pulled a dare card, and I got to hand my phone to anyone or the person across from me. They got to text anyone in my phone book, anything they wanted, my contacts.
Oh, my God.
So she texts my boyfriend, hey, Angel.
I remember this.
Yeah, wants to have a threesome.
Yes, I remember this.
So this is the game. So my boyfriend got texted that Angel wanted to have a threesome with him and me. And
I'm actually terrified.
His response was, you're drunk. Thank God. But imagine if he sped on over and thought he was getting fucked by my boss.
Oh, right. Bad. Wait, is it bad?
Okay.
Is it bad?
It's a dare.
My stomach just dropped.
I know.
You have to take a shot.
If I don't want to do it, I will.
Do you want me to get the Hennessy? Because it's ready.
Yeah, shot or dare.
What is it?
Text your first significant other and tell them that you still love them.
Oh, no, I can't do that to
your
him.
Your first.
I actually was just texting with him like a week ago.
That'd be fucked.
No, I definitely can't
do
that. Absolutely not. I will text him, though.
Okay.
Text him? I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
No, like, whatever.
Okay. Then
it's not as fun, but we do hope he's doing well.
I mean, we were 16. I love him.
Yeah.
Robbie Toich.
Oh, she just grabbed the whole pile.
I'm scared. I don't like these.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Okay. I got a good one.
Okay.
Okay. Start a group chat with you and three other people. Say, fuck, marry, kill the people in this chat. Go. Play Mary Fuck Kill with the people you add to the chat.
How about us three?
Text someone random.
I'm so confused. What is Mary Fuck Kill?
All right, let's play. Okay, we'll play the game. Mary Fuck Kill. Me, Lizzie, and Reed. You gotta pick one to marry. That's our office manager, and then front desk. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Oh.
You have to answer.
I'm glad this isn't.
I play this with Justin all the time. I'm like, me,
like
Margot Robbie.
I'm gonna be honest, I've never liked this game.
I'm gonna marry Lizzie because she's good with finances. Marry.
Don't say kill me.
Fuck. I can't.
You're really gonna kill me, huh? All right, she's gonna kill me and fuck Reed. It's fine.
Okay, send an eggplant emoji to the fifth person under D in your contacts.
Okay, let's see. Fifth person under D.
Unsolicited eggplant emoji.
1, 2, 3. Oh, this is easy. It's my friend D.
Oh, I love it.
Easy.
She already read it. Okay. Let's see what she says.
I pulled one, but this.
She goes, what?
Send another. Turn on some smooth jazz and do a sensual dance to it. Allow others to take a video. For sure. That sounds kind of
fun. Okay, I feel like this is you. That's totally a you
smooth
thing
jazz?
You should do.
Comment on your first Instagram pic that comes up. Men ain't shit.
Oh, I love.
Oh, God, I can't to her. She would literally cancel me.
Should we all do it just for fun?
Let me see. Let me just see what comes up.
Let's see. Why isn't mine loading?
Okay, I got a good one. Swap a clothing item with the person to your left.
I don't know.
Is that me?
I'm not wearing a bra. Yeah.
Bitches.
No.
I've got it. You can put on my shoe.
Lexi could do this.
Why?
Five times using your armpits.
I can't do that.
My armpits are so sweaty right now anyway. I've never been able to do that.
Me neither. Mine are sweaty too.
We're ladies.
Yeah, we're girlies.
We don't fart with any part of our body. Prank call the 15th contact in your phone. Ask if their refrigerator's running. The 15th person in my contacts. That's risky though.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I have no fucking clue who this guy is. Adam?
What are you texting him?
I have to call him and ask him if his refrigerator is working.
Call Adam.
Should I? I don't know who he is.
Oh my God. I can't.
Put it on.
Did he answer?
Kind of thinking for delivery.
Hi, is your refrigerator working?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Wait, that was under Adam and it's a
restaurant?
Why do you have a restaurant?
I have no fucking clue what that was. Yeah, who was your 15th?
10, 11, 12, 13.
Your 15th
caller. Nelita.
Caller.
Nelita is one of our clients. I can't do that.
Oh, no.
I have a lot of clients on here. I don't know. Because of the front desk.
Share your most embarrassing poop story.
Oh, you guys, I literally shit in a bag in the back of my car.
No.
When? Why?
Like a couple years driving? Ago. I was driving my friend to the airport. We just went out to breakfast.
Okay.
And you know that feeling of like, I'm going to shit and I got to shit now?
Yeah.
That happened.
Okay.
So I'm driving on the way to the airport. Also, it's like people are like, yo, pull over. And someone was like, yo, your tire's flat. And we were driving on like, it was like a construction road. So I think I just didn't think anything of the like
the bumpies
motion. And so I pull over and then I'm thinking like, oh my God, I like really fucking, I need to go to the bathroom right now. And we're like pulled over. We were like in a neighborhood. I'm like looking up for gas stations nearby. Anything. And it was that feeling I started getting like cold sweats.
The
and I
sheer
was just
panic.
Like, and I was like, and she had called an Uber because she was like, I've got to go to the airport. You need to get your tire changed, whatever. And I was like, all I have is a Lululemon bag in the back of my car. Fuck and it. I did have toilet paper. I shit in the back of my car, tied it up and threw it in someone's trash.
Honestly, that's such a good reminder, though, to keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
I have IBS. This is to be expected.
Okay.
All hot girls have IBS.
At least it wasn't in your pants.
Like all of us do. All 10 of us make sure.
There's some close calls, though, that I've had, and it makes me nervous, like especially first thing in the morning after a cup of coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Let Always the person risky. To your left draw a dick on your body with a marker or pen. When are we? 5?
I don't know if I can do that. I'm not very artsy.
Take a screenshot of a text conversation and send it back to the same person.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I hate when that happens. That
I've done that. I've done that plenty of times.
Send your grandma the last meme on your phone. She'll be like, Mija, I can't open it.
What's your last meme?
I don't know.
I don't even think my grandma has a cell phone to receive
Juju's
memes.
Spit a freestyle rap about yourself.
Oh.
My God. This actually gives me so much anxiety.
My name is Juju. I like to poo-poo in a baggie in the back of my head.
Okay. Now you can write some sick beats for me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You guys, I'm so terrible at this type of game. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
I know. If we were drunk, it would be so much more fun.
And some of these are a lot of effort. Like the lap dance could be fun, but, you know. I mean,
send an email to your boss or teacher asking them how their week is going.
You'd be like,
what? Why? Post a video of you twerking on Instagram story.
No, I do that already.
Exactly. Venmo your ex $1 for being a fucking loser.
Period.
Oh my God, please do that one.
That's a good one.
But you don't have to say a fucking loser, I guess.
No, you have to say him $1 for being a fucking loser. That's the dare.
Okay.
She's always changing the rules. I would, and I want no contact with him.
I'm curious what Carl would he. That would be terrible.
That would be terrible.
Google a picture of a positive pregnancy test and send it to the last person he hooked up with.
Oh my God, he would shit. He would shit his pants.
It's all cool.
You know, these dares could get better. I must say,
they're dumb. Take it. Picture of your double chin.
I can't believe during Very Fuck Kill I'm getting killed by you.
She's still, you know, it never came out of her mouth.
I didn't say anything. She was finishing the story for me.
I mean,
maybe because you do cook and clean.
I cook and clean like a fucking wifey.
That is important.
Okay, are we done?
I think we're done with this.
Because I'm not partaking. I'm like, no.
Do the worm. There's so many.
I can't do the worm. There's not much space for it, though.
You can do the worm. I mean, such a good hidden talent.
Honestly, though, I feel like I could hurt my back at this age now, though. Like, I'm very curious.
Where'd she go? She was down this year.
I'm trying to look at some questions. I feel like this was...
I went off on tangent. Sorry.
I don't care.
I tend to do that. It was supposed to be, like, dating love, but I love that you're always willing to come on, even though you've gone through breakups and gone through shitty dates, and, like, you're just willing to still... be hopeful.
I mean, I have to be. I want to be in love.
I know.
Me too. I'm all. Did my double like on your story give you a hint?
Oh my God.
I know. I have to believe that love exists in the way that I want it. I mean, my parents have it, so I very much know that it's real.
Parents are so cute.
And your dad still gives you the Valentine's gift.
Oh my
gifts.
God. And that's the thing. It's like, my dad is truly such an amazing man. And like,
the standards are so high.
Yeah. And not even in like a, I have these expectations that are like, so crazy or wild. Like, give me a fucking little note in the morning. And I'm like,
a post-it note. Oh,
yeah.
If it's not that, I don't want it.
I know. Yeah. I want my partner to be obsessed with me. Like, my dad's obsessed with my mom.
Yeah. I want him to be just, like, excited to talk to me. And I haven't had that.
We'll have that.
I'm all, let me get a selfie.
I know. I'm like,
shut up.
We started it like, I'm self-love.
We're like just cry on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, although it's totally okay to cry on Valentine's Day.
Totally. Okay, what's a good rom-com we can watch on Valentine's Day? What's your go-to?
Have you guys watched the show Starstruck? You should watch it.
No, what's it on?
HBO Max.
Okay.
It's really cute.
I have. It kind of like, HBO.
It's a love story, but like, you know, it's a good little drama. I like it, but it's like fun. Starstruck.
I have to watch that. The one I love is the one I've been telling you
from
to watch.
From Scratch.
Oh, that's good.
Ball my eyes out.
Yeah.
It gets sad. I'm only on the happy part still.
If love is not like that, I don't want it. He was so adorable with her.
I mean, I watched The Notebook when I was young, and that's just the kind of love I expect.
Like,
I expect you to read to me every day when I'm
Alzheimer's. Does it exist? I'm starting to lose hope because like, does it? Is that just movies? Is that just shows?
I mean, I think that it puts a lot of pressure on love. I don't think it's like that every day.
No. I think,
but I do think you can have someone who's truly obsessed with you.
Absolutely. And also, like, relationships are really hard and you go through ebbs and flows of it being, like, really difficult and, you know, going through, you know, where you don't feel connected with your partner. And also, I still would like my partner to be someone that is, like, committed and obsessed with me.
Yes. Okay. No matter what. It's the easiest thing. It's free.
I have a challenge for me and Juju.
What is it?
And she'll be on, like, the end of February or maybe March.
Okay.
Her and I have to go on 3 different dates.
Okay. Can I pick a couple of them?
Yeah. And then we have to talk about it and we have to see like.
Okay. Let's try and do a double date with 2 strangers.
Okay, oh, no, girls.
Okay.
That would be fun.
I'll be sitting at the bar observing, pretending I don't know you.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we going to find them? That's the problem.
Anybody?
That's the fucking
find
problem.
Calling all listeners.
Call our office phone if you got someone.
Call the office phone.
303-324-2114.
No, okay, so that's a challenge. You'll be back in March.
Yep. 3 dates by March.
I literally
was just like, I'm not going on any more dates.
I haven't been on one.
I honestly haven't been on one because it hasn't gotten past the weird fucking texting and then I blocked them.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do some digging, find some dates. And we'll see what happens.
I mean, I'll go on a date with Coach Prime. You go on a date with his son.
No, I get the son.
Who the fuck is Coach Prime? You have
a
boyfriend.
Just kidding. I don't get the son.
Wait, she was Coach Prime.
Are you fucking kidding?
Girl,
Deion Sanders?
Oh, I don't know sport.
No, like Deion. You know Deion.
Yeah, but I'm not a sports girly.
No, me neither.
So the only thing is he's like pushing 60 right now.
That's okay.
That's okay. Is he like a young 60?
Yeah, he's handsome.
He's swaggy, yeah. It's fine.
What's his son?
He plays for the Sea Buffs.
Oh, too young.
I know.
Too young. No.
But if you want a double date, you're going to have to compromise.
Okay, fine.
All right,
okay,
we can get Deion to go on a date with Angel. Let's make it fucking happen. Who has a connection? Who can we?
I don't know. But even if it's not him, we have to do a double date and then report back.
Okay.
At least 3. And it could count. It doesn't have to be a dinner date. It could be.
Ew, no.
I'd say one of our dates has to be a double date.
Okay, yeah, yeah. One has to be a double date.
What's the first date? So dinner's a no. It's more just like a drink. I'm just like, or like a coffee.
Yeah,
like,
I can't do dinner on the first one.
The look on your face right now, you're so appalled by the idea of a dinner date, which is fair because you have to sit through the whole fucking
absolutely
dinner with them.
Absolutely not.
That sounds
I'm
miserable.
A coffee girl.
Quick,
then
done.
Then we can talk about dinner. I'm not trying to have a whole conversation over dinner.
No. Exhausting. Ew. But, okay, so it's a deal. All right, so everyone get ready.
Get ready. Get ready. I'll do some recording. I'll show up like incognito or my hood.
Perfect.
The most awkward date. Albie's right there with the video.
The whole camera crew.
Just act natural. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the same restaurant, mm-hmm. same coffee shop. Yep.
Or just line them up back to back. You can do it all in one day.
A sweet
like
date.
One at 12, one at 1,
I'm
one
sorry,
at.
Sorry, my no. next date's coming. You're going to have to wrap it up.
What? Did you say your grandma's? Okay, well, you got to go.
Your grandma's.
I'm so sorry she passed. Okay, my next date's
right now. Oh, okay, God. You guys, it's happening. It's going to be so much fun. Thanks for tuning in. Juju, thank you so much
know,
for coming
you.
By again and
have
talking about
Galentine's.
Gushy, mushy love and fucking dating. I swear we'll have you on a day that we talk about nothing of that.
No, yes. I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I enjoy talking about this stuff. And I think, yeah, it's
well, we
important.
Have a contest going. We have to at least have three because I have to force myself to go on dates.
Okay, no, same, same.
Hold
okay, we got this.
Accountable. I'll hold you guys accountable.
Okay.
3 days.
Ugh, I it guess we have to go back on Hinge again.
So, same, because I'm not on there. So, tonight I'll up.
I guess I'll go back on too so I can find suitors for you guys.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll.
Oh,
but no. Here's the issue, because if it's on my account, I'll have to swipe and say, hey, I have
no,
a
you
really
can
cool
you can
girl
upload
for you.
Your own pictures. Upload pictures of Angel and I and say,
yeah.
You have pick
between
one.
The two.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, good one.
Here's their little bios and profiles.
Here's their Instagram handles.
Yeah.
I'm the secret shopper.
Okay, I think that was
fun.
That could be fun. Maybe you do that for the double date.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because right now my profile is like Lexi
you
something.
You still have an active bit?
No, it's deactivated.
I can't with her.
No,
okay.
It's deactivated.
You know what, guys?
I have no
out.
Photos, no nothing.
We love you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next
paused.
Week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I can't. Oh my God, my armpits are so sweaty.
It hurts to be pretty.